Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
On the line with us, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Ross, are you in our city?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically I'm out by the airport, but I'm in the general vicinity, yes.
All right. Hey, you're in the D. Where are you going to go eat?
You know what? I'm out at the airport, so I actually had dinner last night with a friend out here.
You come to town and you have a better friend than the one than the teammate you played with. I did not get that phone call. I must have missed it.
Oh, that's a good point, John. You know what? Last time I tried to hang out with you, you either ghosted me or you said you couldn't. So I didn't want to get rejected again. My heart couldn't take it.
Yes, we know how sensitive you are. So tonight's game, let's dive right into it because this is a must win for the Lions. What's the biggest thing you're going to be looking for the Lions?
Ooh, man, there's a lot there. The Cowboys are kind of fascinating to me. I can't remember another team like this that basically got like six new starters on one side of the ball midway through the season. So when they came back from the bye week, okay, they had the trade deadline and then the bye week. So not only did they trade for linebacker Logan Wilson and D-tackle Quinnen Williams, but they got both safeties, Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson, back from IR. They got DeMarvian Overshown. He came back from injury, and then their rookie second-round pick who had been on PUP, Siobhan Ravel, came back. They got injected six starters of reinforcements in the middle of the season. I've just never seen that before, and they're playing much, much better on defense as a result. I would say, you know, one of the key matchups, one of several that unfortunately don't appear to be in the Lions' favor for you guys, would be the Cowboys' D-tackle rotation right now might be the best in the NFL, with Kenny Clark, Odighizuwa, and obviously Quinnen Williams going against a Lions' interior trio that, you know, those guys have been banged up, those guys have been moving them around. You know, it's obviously Frank tried to come back, wasn't able to, so that has not been the strength of the Lions offensive line is the interior trio. Now they're going against these monster D tackles for the Cowboys. Then when the Cowboys have the ball, I mean, their receivers are awesome, you know, and obviously the Lions have also had issues at corner and they've had injuries at corner. And now Terrion Arnold goes on IR. It feels like where the Cowboys are really strong is where the Lions are weak or have become weaker because of injuries.
No doubt about it. It's what's got everybody concerned on our phones and our texts today. Yet at the same time, Ross, you and I both host sports betting podcasts. The Cowboys are an incredibly public dog this week, and the book has held it at 3. I don't think it's going to get under 3. Why the confidence in the Lions from the book installing them as a favorite? Because it doesn't feel like anybody expects them to win locally.
I am not sure about that. In fact, you know, I have a real, as you said, a really popular betting podcast called the Even Money Betting Podcast. And I'll just be honest with you guys. I took the Cowboys and the points. You know, I mean, I would say at best, it feels like 50-50 that the game could go either way with the momentum that the Cowboys have and with the Lions kind of being up and down. And then even if the Lions do win, feels like it's a close game, could be by a point or two. Even if it's by 3, last I checked, the line was 3. So even if it's by 3, it's a push. I am surprised by the betting line. I think the only things I can say about that would be it is a home game for Detroit, which does make a difference. It's not even a short week, though. You know, they both got a full week. So it's not like you can say, oh, they're playing a home on a short week. No, it's a regular week. I also think there's a lot out there, obviously, about what the Lions have been able to do. They've won 14 straight following a loss. They've alternated wins and losses their last 8 games. And I think people probably looked at it and said, yeah, they lost to the Packers, but that was really just fourth down variance, right? I mean, the Packers were 3-for-3 in critical fourth downs. The Lions were 0-for-2. I think the Lions are what? 0-for-7 on fourth down in their last 3 games.
Yes.
I really think professional sports bettors look at those things and say that is going to have regression of the mean. That's not going to continue. I'm not going to be talking with you guys 4 weeks from now saying, can you believe the Lions are 0-for-22 on fourth down? Like, that's not a thing, right?
I sure hope not.
I think that the belief is all of those trends, all those numbers, that they'll start to go the Lions' way a little bit. And also, you know, the Cowboys have won these games, but they were losing 21-0 to the Eagles. You know, the Chiefs game really could have gone either way. So I think there's also, and obviously people really felt like the Cowboys benefited from the officiating in that game. So there's also a thought that, hey, there's a lot of things that have been going the Cowboys' way lately. There's a lot of things that have been going against the Lions. And I think they're kind of expecting those trends to stop.
All right, so I want you to put your game plan hat on, and with Clark Williams and Odigwazuwa in the middle there, that defensive tackle rotation that they've got, if that's where the Lions are going to continue to struggle, how does the offense generate not just explosive plays, but how do they sustain drives? How do they put points on the board?
Well, two things. One is would be in pass pro, everything's got to be a mic protection. I wouldn't want to see them sliding a lot, going out to the will. I want those three for two inside, right? I want those three guys just trying to keep the firmness of the pocket. What does that mean? That means there's no help for Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell. And, you know, Taylor's been up and down. Micah kind of had him in a blender on a few plays, which I don't blame him. I mean, John, you know what kind of player I was. I wouldn't have been able to block Micah that one time. I have no idea how anybody does. It's like the craziest thing. But
oh, I know you would have cut him.
What's that?
I know you would have cut him.
I would have tried. You know what? They're gonna have to have Decker and Sewell win their one-on-one matchups. That's gonna have to happen. I have no inside information on this. I do not expect Amon-Ra St. Brown to play. I mean, you have an injury, you don't come back into the game, and he gets 10 days after this one for the last 4-game stretch. And I know all the numbers about they need to win this game. Listen, if they win the last 4 games and they're 11-6, they're going to make the playoffs. So I think maybe they would think we'd rather have Amon-Ra for those last 4 games healthy rather than trying to have him gimping around out there tonight, but I could be wrong. You know, sometimes they like to use him as a decoy. I would think in the run game, though, they need to win on the perimeter. And the issue there is I think they're down like their first 3 tight ends.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know how you win on the perimeter. I don't think they're going to have a lot of success running it up inside. So they need to have the best blocking game of the year by the receivers, by whoever's playing tight end, and by Skipper when he's out there. They need to be able to get the edge for Gibbs and let him run in the perimeter, because I don't think he's going to be able to do a lot of damage between the tackles.
Flip it on the other side of the ball. You mentioned, hey, Pickens, Lamb, that's a problem for every team, let alone a Lions secondary that's all banged up and missing some dudes. It just puts a spotlight on Aiden Hutchinson, right? Like, the Lions are going to need a little more from him in the front in general if they're going to pull this off.
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, the other guys have to win. You know, I mean, watching Thanksgiving, I thought Aleem McNeil had some good rushes. And I thought it was interesting how often they had him at end. And he was just bull rushing the tackles who aren't used to going against, you know, bigger bodies like McNeil. But, you know, Aiden's getting a lot of attention. And that comes with it. That's part of the deal. I get that. But they really need, you know, some of these other guys, Davenport or whoever. These other guys need to win their one-on-ones. I mean, it's super hard. I was not a great player, but I never got beat one time when I had help or I knew where my help was. To me, that's like totally unacceptable. I stunk one-on-one, but I always knew where my help was. So Aiden shouldn't be able to beat the double teams. He shouldn't be. Now, he's got to win when he does have those rare one-on-ones, but they need some of these other guys to step up. You know, Muhammad and McNeil and Davenport, those guys have to win.
He's Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, enjoy the city of Detroit tonight.
I will. I can't wait. Love Ford Field. Can't wait to see it. I expect it to be absolutely rocking. There's not going to be a lot of Cowboys fans there, are there?
No, there shouldn't be. And I'll just give you a tip. When you get downtown and you get a chance to get something, stop by and get a Coney dog. Whether it's national
Coney
or it's
dog.
A,
okay.
Yeah, get yourself a Coney
oh, yeah.
dog. Yeah, yeah.
I can do that. I had what did I have last night? I had a Bell's Two Hearted.
All right.
And then I also had this new Orthodox India Pale Ale B43. It's a Michigan beer. I don't know where in Michigan, but it was delicious. So shout out to them for that grapefruit IPA I had last night.
We got a good beer scene here, Ross. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, bud.
See you guys.
It's 97.1.
Hey, injury attorney David Femenio is the guy you want to call if you've ever been hurt in an accident. But what he really wants, what we all want, is for all of us to be safe. He knows how tragic accidents can be. That's why he started David's Driving Edge, to spread awareness about distracted driving, to help us with all the tips that he's learned to be better prepared on the road. If we can prevent accidents before they happen, that's the real win. You can learn more at getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't have to be in Detroit to care about what happens here. No matter what you like, we got you covered. We'll give you our opinions. If you don't like them, give us a call and tell us what yours are. That's what you get on this show. Find The Valeni Show with Rico Beard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hey, back into the Lions in a second here. I mean, tonight's season's on the line. Quick thought on the Pistons. Good teams are going to lose 20, even 30 games in a season, so I don't ever want to make too big a deal out of losing. Last night was a bad loss.
Well, yeah. It was a real bad loss. I mean, you came out and really through three quarters, but especially in the first one, like you were smoking them. And then you have one bad quarter. It felt like mistakes got compounded. And that's where I don't think this team has really, they haven't had that this year where one leads to another, and then all of a sudden you lose a game like this.
Yeah, so you work backwards. You're up 27-9. Giannis gets hurt. Like, that's a game you cruise. Except they didn't.
Right.
Stewart gets baited into not one, but two technical fouls. He doesn't finish the game. Fourth quarter defense, it's not a coincidence, not as strong without Isaiah Stewart. They give up 35 points in the fourth quarter and blow a lead down the stretch on the road in Milwaukee. That's a bad loss. And Bickerstaff didn't mince words after the game talking about their defense and it not being good enough. So we don't need to sugarcoat it. That's a bad night for the Pistons. They also got like suckered into taking too many threes. That's not who they are. They've told us that's not who they are. They may have been open. They just weren't making them. And then you look at this. Why am I shooting 40-plus threes? That's not our basketball. So anyway, there's your little Pistons note.
Yeah.
On the Lions, John, pressure on the team tonight, right?
Sure, there's pressure on them.
Season on the line. I have my five Lions who are facing the most pressure tonight.
Okay.
And I want to present those, and you can give me your feedback. If I miss someone who's actually facing the most pressure, let me know.
Okay.
Number five, Isaac Tesla. St. Brown is banged up. He might not go. He has five catches on the year. Might need five catches tonight.
Yeah, he may double that up.
Can we start to see more from a guy who they gave three third-round picks for? Someone's got to step up. Dallas secondary, you can get some big plays against. Tesla's got to step up. There's some pressure, even for a rookie, to start showing why this team felt so strongly about you.
Yeah, because Khalif Raymond's banged up too.
Yep.
So it's basically what we saw at the end of the game last week. It is Isaac Tesla and Tom Kennedy as your number two. And I think we all believe J-Mo can be a number one. I don't think we all rely on him as much as we do Amon-Ra St. Brown, because Amon-Ra St. Brown is just, I mean, he's all pro. But I do think Isaac Tesla has to have an impact. And I'm not going to sit there and say, put a number on it, but there needs to be an impact. What you lose when they don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown, not just the catches, not just the production on the offense, it's his ability to block downfield.
And I know it'd be easy to say it's J-Mo because he got paid. I think he's going to get a lot of attention tonight. Someone else has to help soften the defense up, and that's where Tesla comes in.
And here's something TJ talked about, I talked about. You're an inexperienced wide receiver. At the very least, get lined up right.
Right.
Don't have, you know, a couple of penalties, John, where it's a formation issue. You're on the field. It's kind of where we all go to is, hey, is it the rookie? Probably is.
Yeah, there were too many of those on Thanksgiving Day. It's not a short week. You had a whole week. You're not a rookie at this point, right? You're in the second half of the season. You got to show up. Brian Branch, next on the list for me. Brian Branch. Defense has one takeaway in the last four games. For a player who is always around the football, he needs to help out. They miss Kirby Joseph. Get the ball, tip it, catch it, force a fumble, fall on the ball. they need to get a takeaway to give the offense a short field and to slow down a Dallas passing attack that ordinarily is just going to chunk play you to death. You need a takeaway. I think Brian Branch is the guy most likely to go get you a takeaway. There's pressure on him without Kirby Joseph.
Most people like Brian Branch. They like this style of play. The one thing that we saw early on, especially in his very first game, right? He picks off Patrick Mahomes. We're thinking, okay, man, this is a part of it. Now, Kirby Joseph has been the one that's been the ball hawk back there. Whether or not it's the big hits that causes incompletions, we do need more turnovers. Brian Branch should be a part of that. I'll give you one more thing that he needs to do. Those hits need to be legal.
Yeah, don't lose your composure or hurt your team in a big spot. Pressure for him to do it clean.
Yep.
Number three, Jahmyr Gibbs. Team's bad on third down. The line's inconsistent. You need someone who gets more than what's blocked. Enter Jahmyr Gibbs. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to go on 13 play drives against this front with this offensive line, you're going to need someone who can bail your offense out. I think Jahmyr Gibbs, big spot tonight too, especially if they try to play some David Montgomery in the backfield and use Gibbs at receiver. Like, he's going to have to be the guy that breaks open the game for the Lions.
Get him the ball in space.
Yep.
And see what he can do with it. Get him some blockers. And hey, David Montgomery, you can run all you want to the left. Jahmyr Gibbs, I want him running to the right. I want him behind Big Penei Sewell.
Number two, Lions under the most pressure tonight. It's Mr. Pressure himself, Aiden Hutchinson. 2.5 sacks in the 5 games since the contract was signed. Pressures are down. Team is not getting to the quarterback. They're not speeding up the quarterback. The Dallas tackles are the weakness of their offensive line. Aiden had a sack last year before his leg exploded and 3 the year before. This is a matchup he's feasted. You want to help out your secondary trying to cover Lamb and Pickens? End the play.
Mm-hmm.
Put the quarterback's ass in the turf, end the play. A lot of pressure on Aiden. He's got to bring the pressure tonight.
Yeah, and it's not just pressure. Like you said, it has to be sacks. He's been a guy that's played well against Dallas. We need to see it again tonight. And I'm not a big, you know, how many sacks has he had since the contract? To me, that's irrelevant. It's just a matter of how many has he had in the last few games, and it's not enough.
Number one, you've heard of a gut check. I'm going with a grit check. Dan Campbell, you do not have the team you had last year. You need to find a way to win anyway. The back-to-back stat is legitimately at risk. They've won 14 in a row following a loss. It's in jeopardy tonight. Playoffs are on the line. You might not be good enough, but you have to be gritty enough. You have to find a way. Otherwise, we can take down all the grit signs. This team's not finding ways to win these games. They're just not tough enough. This is a real check on their toughness at home following a loss, backed into a corner. And for Campbell, you may have to swallow your pride. If you can't convert fourth and third downs, you're going to have to punt the football or kick a field goal. And that just might be what they have to do.
Yeah, it's be the better coach.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Be the better coach. Go out there. Be a reason that you give your team a chance to win. Don't be the reason why you go back into the locker room and you're talking to TJ after the game going, boy, I really didn't like that play call.
Right. I don't need to be doing, yeah, I probably should have done that differently.
Yeah. No, do it right in the moment.
And I know you have a lot on your plate.
Which I know he wants to do. Yes, I'm not sitting there saying, well, he's doing this one because he thinks it's going to be wrong.
He's got a lot on his plate, but most coaches in the NFL are calling one side of the ball and managing timeouts and replays and all of the game management stuff. Got to be capable. He's got to do it. He's got to do it right tonight and do it well tonight. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, the city of Warren is honoring a school crossing guard who saved a young student's life. On November 13th, a car failed to yield when turning near a school crossing, nearly hitting this child who was already in the crosswalk. And without hesitation, crossing guard Ernest Doolin placed himself between the car and the student, preventing what could have obviously been a really serious accident. And following review of the incident, the Warren Police Department recommended Doolin for a civilian citation award for bravery, recognizing his actions as exemplary and deserving of formal recognition. So there was this ceremony at the mayor's office, and he was presented with this award, which is pretty cool. A great way to just honor his commitment to protecting the lives of the students out there.
Mm-hmm.
So great job.
Yes.
Great work. This is also a really cool story. Andy Isaac, the longtime Detroit sports enthusiast who passed away earlier this year after a battle with cancer, will receive the Courage Award from the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
Yeah. So in a press release, the Hall of Fame said that this award is a special honor to recognize individuals who serve as a role model to all athletes. And this is the first time the award will be given out since 2013. And if you're familiar with Isaac, he started posting online in 2006. He had a blog, World of Isaac, and he was kind of updating his friends and family on his journey with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then his platform really grew. And over the years, he became well-known in Metro Detroit for his local sports reactions, his just, you know, positive outlook on life. And he did Saturday food reviews as well. So kind of a great way to honor him. He passed away on March 6th of this year. One person is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Sterling Heights that took place on Wednesday afternoon. During a welfare check, police encountered an individual who was experiencing a mental health episode while also holding a loaded handgun. They say negotiators talked with this person for over an hour, but when this person pointed the gun at police, officers responded by opening fire and the individual died from gunshot wounds. Nobody else was injured. The officers involved were placed on administrative leave. Obviously, it is still under investigation. You probably saw this all over social media, but Spotify dropped their annual Wrapped lists yesterday, and Bad Bunny reclaimed his spot as the most streamed artist in the world. So Bad Bunny is also the first artist to win that title four times. So the top five artists of 2025 globally: Bad Bunny, number one, followed by Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Drake, and Billie Eilish. The top five artists in the U.S., Taylor Swift, number one. This is her third year in a row. Drake, Morgan Wallen, Kendrick Lamar, and Bad Bunny.
Hmm. Right.
Did you guys see your Wrapped list? Do you use Spotify?
We have that question.
It's in the cookie jar for Friday. So I use Apple Music, but they do the same thing. We'll do a reveal on Friday.
Yes. Okay. Finally, there's a guy in New Zealand that just got arrested the other day after he tried to steal this small, very expensive Fabergé egg from a jewelry store by swallowing it. So he walked in, grabbed the egg, swallowed it, and he didn't even get a chance to leave the store. He was arrested right there. And they say the egg that he swallowed was part of the special edition James Bond-themed necklace, valued at $19,000.
Wow.
There's only 50 of them ever made. And I guess it's not clear yet if being digested is going to hurt the value of this egg. But apparently,
it might be the other things that are attached to it. I'm not sure they're worried about the digestion.
Well, will it corrode any of it? Yeah, it depends how long it's been in there. But it sounds like the officers are still waiting for nature to take its course. And it's been almost a week.
Oh, wow.
Get some fiber in the diet.
Yeah. Remember that guy who swallowed the lighter? Stayed in there for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, he could obviously lay an egg like the news story we had last week. Yeah.
Man.
It just went in the wrong way for it to make a quick exit.
That guy who swallowed a lighter, I'd be worried if I farted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Heather with the news, 97.1. If someone you care about is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. Lawrence KG and KG Law specialize in car accidents. You're going to get that personal attention to detail from someone who cares. KG Law has won millions for their clients. Tell you about Lawrence KG. He's a Detroiter. Down-to-earth, good dude. You meet with him, you'll come away impressed. See what I'm saying? 877-KG-CARES. Check them out online, kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Oh boy, Heather picking the Cowboys. Colin's going to lock the door, but no worries. He can't reach the deadbolt.
Oh, no.
Good morning, 97.1.
Ah, man, that guy takes strays all day long.
Unfair.
It's been an ongoing one for all.
It's really
just hard to hit.
Small target. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It's game day. Lions are playing the Cowboys tonight, and it's an easy question. It's a will they, won't they? Will they win, won't they win? How do you feel about it? Like, this has kind of felt like a soap opera the last week. Ragnow's back, then he's not. Injuries are mounting. The fan base is starting to really fester, and the frustration is being taken out on these guys. John, will they or won't they? 248-539-9797.
I understand the frustration because we thought that this was a team that would push for a Super Bowl. Maybe the record wouldn't be what it was, but you know, last year at 15-2, but you know, we all use the same terms, right? They could have a worse record but be a better team. And we all looked at the schedule. Now, the teams that they've had trouble with, you didn't really think that would be where we would be at this time of the year. But
yeah, the Minnesota
what was
one's
your,
killing them.
I'll ask you this before I answer that question. Yeah. Short answer, yes, I do. I'll give you reasons why in just a minute. But what was your win total before the season?
12.
12. Okay. So they've got a win out for us to get to our win total. I think it was right around there to a 12, 13, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And we just heard from Ross Tucker, like 11 is going to get you in.
It should get you in.
Should get you in. Yes. I think you'll have a 99% chance of getting in with 11 wins. So they got to go 4-1. Tonight is a must win. And I'm not going to just sit there and say, well, it's a loss going out to the Rams. Obviously, that is the toughest opponent left on the schedule. They are a very complete team. This is not a complete team. Dallas or Detroit.
Yeah.
So you're looking at it going, what is the path to victory? And the path is it's the basics of football. You make less mistakes, you're going to win this game against the Dallas Cowboys. You make less mistakes against the Rams, that may not get you the win. But this is a head-to-head matchup against a team that if you simply don't turn the ball over, you don't have those pre-snap penalties, you don't do something stupid to extend a drive, like jump off sides when it's 3rd and 4 and you extend a drive for him. Or we mentioned Brian Branch. He's one of your top five, you know, most pressure on these guys.
Got to step up. Yep.
Is you don't have that hit that energizes everybody until all of a sudden they see the yellow flag and it's a 15-yard automatic first down. It's the pass interference call that gives them a first down when it's 3rd and 8 and you know they're not going to be able to convert. They just throw the ball up. So be disciplined in this game. If you can be disciplined, you're going to win this game.
We have gotten a lot of response from people who say they think the Lions are going to lose tonight. And I'm not going to fight you on a couple of the football reasons. Lamb and Pickens against a banged up secondary. Dak with time to throw. The interior of the Dallas defense against the interior of the Lions offensive line. These are all football reasons to believe Dallas is going to come into Detroit and pick up a win. What I would caution people, we are very close to the situation. Like if you look at yourself in the mirror every day, you can find some things that are faults. And we're hyper aware of our own faults.
That's why I try not to use mirrors.
Okay. But if I was doing radio in a different city, I would be no hesitation picking the Detroit Lions. And here's why. This is your classic team riding too high in Dallas off 3 straight wins. The public is betting them. They're the most popular underdog bet of the week. The book is going to get take a bath if the Cowboys win this game. On the flip side, I have backed into a corner, 7-5 football team, playing at home with their season on the line. Campbell has not lost back-to-back in 14 straight opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same thing as saying they're going to rattle off 4 of the next 5 or 5 of the next 5. I think that's a daunting task. But for one night, at home, against an overinflated Cowboys team, against a Lions team that people are probably too down on overall, this is a classic Wojo up-down, a classic bounce-back zigzag. Everybody assumes one thing in the league, but the Lions aren't a JV squad compared to the Dallas Cowboys.
They're still a good team.
Right. So I think we swing too emotionally one way. I think the Lions will win tonight in a will-they-won't-they spot. I think the Lions will win tonight. And I'll give you one football reason. This is an Aiden Hutchinson game. They have a backup left tackle and a right tackle. He's beat like a drum the last 2 meetings. Aiden has been held out of the sack column far too often the last 5 weeks. Even for a player who might not be Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett, he's better than what we saw on Thanksgiving Day. I think we would all acknowledge that. So if he comes out breathing fire and puts Dak on his ass, it's going to light up this crowd. It's going to bail out his secondary. It's going to give the offense the football. And that's why you pay a guy $50 million. This is an Aiden Hutchinson game. I firmly feel it in my bones. This is a Lions win tonight.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah.
Got a little choked up there.
Yeah, I got a little choked up about this game. It's a very emotional sport.
It's gotcha.
And here's where you've got to improve. It's Dan Campbell with game time decisions. It's Jared Goff being more accurate. It's getting something out of the interior 3. But for some of the other players, it's simply going back to the basics and looking at, for Amon-Ra St. Brown, if he goes, like, why do we value him so much? One, yeah, he's a great player, but he catches the ball when you've got to catch the ball. He's had some uncharacteristic drops. It's Aiden Hutchinson always going with the upfield rush and then coming back, creating the pressure. At some point, like the Giants tackle talked about, I just run them upfield. And quarterback steps up, delivers the ball, or there's just more time. At some point, you've got to adjust your rushes.
Yep.
So that you get to that depth of the quarterback and you're not being pushed by the quarterback. You're not just being ushered by him, but you actually, it either turns into a bowl or it turns something inside, something different than what you've been doing. It can't just simply be all the time I'm rushing upfield and it's the energy and the juice that I play with that I'm able to come back. And if he flushes my side, I got a sack.
So what you're saying, like, Aiden's always an effort guy.
Right.
Never disputed. It was his MO coming out of college. High motor is the scouting term for it. You got to be more than a high motor guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a move or two that wins and gets you into the backfield quickly.
And sometimes as a player, you look and you can't see it, right? You keep thinking, I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing everything I should. Why am I not getting home? That's where you need a defensive line coach or a teammate to say, hey, when you get to the level of quarterback, why don't you just come back inside? Like do something different. That's where the value of your coach is. And everybody says, well, they're professionals. They don't need to be coached up. Yes, they do, because sometimes you're blinded and you just can't figure out how to get out of a rut.
We're going to get right to phone calls coming up next. We want to hear from you guys. Will they? Won't they? Are they winning tonight against Dallas? It's 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.